So I wanted to share right off before we get into our article, boy. And by the way, we've got plenty of time. I've got time this morning, so if we go a little over, that's okay. I don't want to keep. And I wanted to share my screen. And did anyone see the result that came out from Gallup this week about mental health in the United States?
No, but I heard of. Inkling about it, but I don't
know. Yeah, so Rick says he heard about it. I want to share the article. It's pretty interesting. This was floating around a bunch of pastor circles, so that's why I share it. I didn't go seeking it out or anything. Let's see. Okay, so actually the link online. Americans' mental health ratings sink to new low. Point out something that's really interesting about the study. So if you look at this, it compares 2019 to 2020. Males are down 8% from 49 to 41 in 2020. Females 37, 20, Republicans 56 to 40. Independent. By the way, this is not. Do we trust this media that's sharing this? This is Gallup. It claims to be independent. I'm just reporting information here. Independents 44 to 32, a drop of 11. Democrats 30 to 29, negative one. Now here's the interesting thing. The only category that increased are those people that attend religious services on a weekly basis, 42% to 46%. Every other category went down. What does that surprise you? Is that as we start this conversation today, how does weekly service participation, why do you think that's increased mental health? Again, if you did not attend worship, seldom or never, your mental health, according to Gallup, 29. Just going like maybe nearly weekly or monthly, once, let's say 40. Were people who attend worship on a weekly basis. I just wanted to share that as we enter into this conversation.
This is Bob.
Yep.
This is only people.
I need to go back to the, I believe you're right. Yeah, so there's some nuance. Excellent. Yeah. I should have read that, Bob. I'm not 100% sure about that, but.
It was on the title of the chart that you gave. It says, Americans rating themselves excellent.
Okay. Anyway, just want to share that. That was not a shameless plug to attend worship by the pastor, I promise. I was just throwing it out there. But there is a link between our faith and mental health. And so worshiping online is a great way to do it. In person, you know, online, however we do it, that's just super important. Okay. Trudy, what'd you say here? Let's see. I'm not always good with... Trudy says, I think it's the only area that increased because faith gives you hope, peace, and fellowship. Politics do not bring these things. Amen. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.